charge here. That's what the rules are.
Hello!
Hello!
Welcome to Walkers and Talkers episode...
183.
Yes, 183, our first episode of 2021. People have been tweeting us saying, are you guys still a thing? Are you guys still doing a podcast? Are you guys alive?
We're a thing.
Well, we're not a thing. The podcast is a thing. Yeah. we are back. We're sorry for the delay. So between The Walking Dead being off the air and us being incapable of timing this out right between the two of our schedules, everything came up. We're all good now. So thank you for your patience. Now, here's the thing. By the way, I'm David Brody from Elvis Duran, The Morning Show. That's Jamie from Light FM. Welcome to the Walkers and Talkers podcast. If you're new to our podcast, please follow us on social media at David Brody, B-R-O-D-Y, at...
The Talking Jamie.
Thank you. Sorry, brain fart. It's been that long. At The Talking Jamie. And you could follow us, of course, at walkers_talkers. Sorry about that address. That's the only one that was available. It was even close to our podcast by the time we started it. Because Walkers and Talkers is like a mommy thing that we're like moms walk and talk.
That's not us.
That is not us. So we're back. Now, a few of you have asked some questions about catching up on the episodes of shows that we... that went by while we were gone. Are we going to recap all of that? My answer is no, and I apologize, but so here's what I'll say. World Beyond was, in my opinion, Jamie, please comment if you want.
Okay.
Started off terrible, and we talked about this. It was like watching the Cheetah Girls on a vacation. I call bullshit on almost everything. The CRM stuff was pretty good, right?
You admit that. Yeah, I like that part.
And then the last couple episodes where stuff started to happen, we're okay.
I agree with you.
Right?
It got a little bit better.
Right. The doctor and his girlfriend, and it was okay. If you have specific questions, I'll be glad to answer them. But it wasn't great. They're filming season two, the final season, right? There's only two season thing.
Yeah.
And overall, it was meh. Well, it wasn't great.
It was okay.
As far as Fear goes, Fear ended really well. June and John broke up because she wanted to... They both wanted to escape. They wanted to leave. And then Ginny offered June her own hospital, everything she wanted in life.
And she couldn't say no.
And John was like, well, dude, I thought we were leaving. Like, let's go. I broke rules. I went against authority. I fought the law and the law won. What are we doing here? And she's like, no, I'm going to get my hospital. I'm selfish. So, yeah. So they went their separate ways. And then what Ginny did to retaliate was she rounded up like a Negan-style lineup all of the other survivors from the show that she has into the street, including...
Grace.
Grace, thank you. Grace, she's pregnant. They're going to shoot all of them. Yeah. And then the scenes from next season, which they're filming, I think it's back in...
I think it's June? April.
April. It's back in April. So we'll see that soon. Daniel's got his bloody head because I think they hit him with a gun in the head. They now know he was faking it, I think. Dwight and his girlfriend are out there somewhere. So what's her name again?
Sherry,
thank you. It's been a long time.
It's been a hot minute since we've seen those episodes.
I was all ready to do this segment, like a week ago when we were talking about doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And then I watched The Walking Dead, and none of those shows mattered. Once I watched the new episode of The Walking Dead, that's all I cared about. I didn't care about things that happened 3 months ago on the other shows or whatever it was.
Exactly.
So very happy to have The Walking Dead back. Sorry about the loss of recap. I know you guys count on us every week. We just couldn't make it happen. Couldn't find the time to coordinate. And then because we're in two different locations, Jamie sends me her audio and I have to edit it together with mine and line it up. But there's a slight delay. So it's not like I just put it in, line it up, done.
Yeah.
I have to line up every time I talk, she talks, I talk, she talks, she talks, I talk. and so it's a long process. So as we record this, this is now a Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
I may be able to edit it on Friday, the next day, which is
tomorrow.
The fifth, which means you may have it Friday night. You may have it Saturday. I'm doing my best. And then we'll get back into more of a routine, hopefully.
For sure.
Right. And eventually we'll be back in the studio, God willing, and we'll be able to do a real podcast. So
I miss doing it in person. I miss that.
If this is your first Walkers, I know I'm adorable. If this is your first Walkers and Talkers, again, welcome aboard. It won't always be this haphazard at the beginning. We're usually very thorough. Also, Jamie, I may have signed myself up, and I don't know if they can do both of us. There's another podcast called, I think it's the Superhero Show Show.
The show show
that wants to interview me slash us, if technically possible, to talk about our podcast and our love for science fiction and all that. So I'll keep everybody posted if and when that happens and when we can work it out. And if it has to be just me, and maybe they can do Jamie separately because you're also a sci-fi dork.
Yeah,
and
I'm so, a nerd.
You're a nerd. No, we all are. That's why we're
in
here.
A good way.
Yeah. Yeah. And if I might interrupt just for a second, tomorrow night or 3 o'clock this morning. And by the time you hear this, it's going to be out already. The finale, the season finale of WandaVision. Oh, my God. That show is so fantastic.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my God.
I've been wanting to see it. I haven't watched it yet.
Well, I'm a Marvel nut, so obviously I've seen all the movies. But the show starts off slow if you're looking for action. But there's a huge mystery. And after every episode, I run to YouTube, follow my favorite breakdown people, like new rock stars and Screen Crush and Screen Rant and Heavy Spoilers and Emergency Awesome and Nerdist and who else am I forgetting? Everything Always. There's so many that I love. And then I watched them break it down and show all the Easter eggs I missed and all the clues, and it's amazing. So definitely my recommendation, if you haven't watched WandaVision on Disney Plus, find a way and watch it.
I'll check that out.
I, like The Mandalorian, love that it's every week. It's not like all out at one time and you binge it, because it gives you a week to think about it and anticipate. And it's a 2 month show rather than a 9 hour show.
Yeah, a 9 hour.
Right, like you binge it, you're done. No.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm bad with that.
No, I love it. Like Mandalorian lasts like eight weeks.
Wow.
Because you're waiting for it and like it's out, let's go. And you so my Friday night is WandaVision. That's Friday night is craziness. Also, I may watch Godzilla versus King Kong. Well, Godzilla and King Kong, whatever the title is. I don't care. Don't tweet me. Because I most Godzilla movies, like since the 2000s or 98, that awful one, I haven't really loved them.
Yeah.
They've been eh. This one looks real deal. This one looks really good. So reviews aside, I don't care. I'm going to watch this one because it's a home release. I'll have the stereo system going.
Oh, man. That's the way to do it.
But, of course, I can only do it when nobody's home. Because otherwise it's dead. The house is shaking. Lower the. I can't. I'm trying. I'm on the computer. I can't. So I can only do it if everybody's out. Like if my daughter's out doing gymnastics, my wife goes to get her. My other daughter's out with her friends, whatever, her small group of friends. Then it's safe. Then I have to like jam something in quickly while they're out.
Yeah.
So whether I watch Mandalorian or Walking Dead, anyway, there you go. So any sci-fi shows you're watching right now, and then we'll get into The Walking Dead.
I don't know if it's really sci-fi, but I've been watching, I always get his name wrong, M. Night Shyamalan.
I'm not going to correct you yet.
I never say it right, but I love Signs. I'm a fan of his movies, and he has an awesome show on Apple Plus called The Servant, and it's really creepy, and you're kind of not sure what's happening, and if you have Apple Plus, check it out. I really enjoy it, and that comes out every Friday, so I have to have self-control. I can't binge it, so
right.
I've been watching that.
But isn't it better that you have something to look forward to?
I do. As soon as I get off the air on Fridays, I'm like, I gotta go watch The Servant.
Right, that's why I'm a fan of the weekly. My kids hate it. Well, I want to watch. I want the next episode. That's what makes it great. You can't wait for the next episode. There's cliffhangers. There's real, it's gonna happen. So love it, love it, love it, love it. By the way, it's M. Night Shyamalan.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I don't know if you said you like all of his movies. Other than The Sixth Sense and what is it?
Signs is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, is it? Okay. I think as a Tesla song, if you know the song. I like it, the song. I don't know the movie. And wasn't it one like Lady in the Water?
Oh, Lady in the Water, he did. He did The Village, The Witch. But Signs, I think, is my favorite. And that's with Joaquin Phoenix and Mel Gibson.
Did you say Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Oh, I thought you said Phoenix, like penis.
No.
Like, what kind of movie is this?
No, it's a little bit older, but it still holds up. It still scares me.
Are we still talking about penises?
No. My tenant's Gerald Dixon.
Yeah, like, it's older, but it still stands up, and it scares me.
Oh, God.
That sounds like an old penis. I was wrong.
Snappy banter is back.
It's back, everyone. We're back. Okay, let's get into some Walking Dead news. We'll do a quick review of the episode, and we'll let you guys enjoy the rest of your life until we're back again. I promise, we'll be back again. The final season of The Walking Dead is going to premiere this summer. I don't know if you've seen the trailer, but there's a creepy, like, it's a 10-second trailer. You can Google it. It's on YouTube. You find it. And all it is like a eerie camera zooming in. Have you seen it, Jamie?
I don't think
It's an all-black background, and then in the middle of the screen is an interrogation room with it, like a two-way mirror and a couple of microphones.
I didn't see this. I missed it.
All right. But there's a character from the comic books that interviews people the way Rick interviewed them when they came to Alexandria.
Okay.
And so the show is coming back probably in June or July. No October premiere.
Whoa.
Because don't forget, we have a 24... by the way, I'm glad you listened to the podcast, Jamie. You're learning everything. It's great.
I know.
24-episode final season, which season 11. So they're starting it early because it's going to go a long time.
I cannot wait for
it'll
that.
It'll probably be in three even parts of eight. So we'll get two mid-season breaks. So they'll make this a long thing until end of 22, maybe. As when the show is going to end. Oh, I'm so sad. I can't even.
We do get our spinoff with my boyfriend and Carol. So
yes, Daryl and Carol get their own spinoff, which again is why you know they don't die. Yes. Maggie may be getting a spinoff, so she probably does not die. And then, I've got some Abraham Ford news coming up for you.
Oh,
about some things, because you know he can't keep his mouth shut. If you tell him anything,
we can't.
We've established this many episodes ago that if you tell Michael Cutlitz anything, it's out there. Ever since the season 7 finale party,
where they were in the rain outside.
Right. Oh, the season 7 premiere party, was it, when he was dead? Sorry, Abraham's dead.
Yeah, spoiler.
And he said, "Oh, I got a big episode coming up." We're like, "Really?" Because no one was supposed to know that.
You're dead.
Yeah, you're dead. Right. So we have some information on him. There's a lot going on. There's very little about Rick's movies other than they're starting to film this spring.
Oh, man, that's exciting.
Which means maybe by the end of the year, early 22, because World Beyond is supposed to lead into the movies. But it looks like World Beyond is going to end well in advance of the movies being done. So we have to, again, watch that up and down show with two awful leads. I can't. Okay. All right. Jamie, let's talk about some things going on. There's been a lot of interviews and news stories. What can you tell me about Norman Reedus?
Well, Norman Reedus says that Daryl would choose Maggie over Negan if it came down to it, no matter what. Norman quoted, "If there's a moment where they have to decide whether it's Negan or Maggie, it's Maggie for sure." And that's what Norman told Entertainment Weekly. Which, of course, it has to be. They're like brother and sister. They love each other. They've known each other for so long.
He doesn't exactly like Negan. He hasn't actually decided that he's turned the corner. It's not like they're buddies.
They're not BFFs by any means.
Right. Right. It's not like he's, we're going to hang out, have a beer. Maggie, you know what? You've been gone for a while. Screw you, Maggie.
Yeah. No, definitely not that.
All right. What else you got?
So it's kind of sad. Like they talked a lot about on the Talking Dead as well. When Maggie went to Hilltop.
Oh, yeah.
It's really sad that the Hilltop was destroyed because not only, you know, was she the leader, but it's kind of like a memorial place for her family. It's where Glenn was buried. And there's like, if you remember, if you go up that spirally staircase upstairs, there's
next time I go up the spirally staircase.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the photos are on the wall and it's kind of.
Oh, the paintings that Jadis did.
Yes, of her father, Herschel, and her husband, Glenn, and her sister, Beth, and other family members that died. And it's
the odds that
those paintings survived are probably slim to none.
They're dead. Those paintings are dead.
They're gone, I think.
She probably realized that when she looked at Hilltop being burned down.
That was sad.
We'll talk more about that when Carol gave her the news when we break down the episode. But I thought that was a powerful and weird scene. So...
agreed.
The Walking Dead is going to look and feel a little different visually. Now, we talked about how Fear the Walking Dead, they made everything gray.
Yes.
So it would look like an older, like a horror movie and more like a Western. They had changed the filter on the lens. So the Walking Dead films in 16mm film. So it looks like an old school movie, right?
Yes.
What that means is they have those big reels of film and they have to pop them in the camera.
Oh, man.
You know, like old school.
Old school.
And they've resisted going digitally because it looks too clean. And they like the vibe and the grain. It's like listening to a record album versus a CD.
Yeah.
There's a certain sound of a record that they deliberately didn't create in CDs. And now people are like, no, I want to hear the crackling and the popping.
I want to hear the vinyl.
I want to hear the vinyl, right. And so they're going to shoot the rest of the show digitally so as not to have to stop down and unload the camera and deal with the cameraman.
Oh, wow.
Because of the pandemic, they want to limit interactions. So they're going to film it digitally and then using computers, try to make it look like film.
Hmm.
So let's see if we notice a difference in the finale.
I'm very interested to see that now.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I could bring that to everyone's attention. You may or may not have noticed it. Speaking of Michael Cutlets, Jamie, you have a couple of stories about Michael?
Man, so, you know, we've talked about it for years, how he spoils things, he says things he shouldn't say. What he was saying was AMC allegedly pays The Walking Dead stars to not do too many convention appearances, which sounds weird. So Michael Cudlitz, who plays Abraham, of course, he's currently on the show Clarice, and he appeared on Michael Rosenbaum's podcast. He said that appearances at conventions were part of the negotiations when new actors came on the scene of The Walking Dead in later seasons. Cudlitz said that actors got a little more each episode to not do X number of conventions. Why? Because some people were doing them every single weekend.
Ooh.
And it was interfering with filming the show. But then he comes in and he says it wasn't the top people like Norman Reedus. He wasn't doing that.
No, he doesn't need the money to go.
He doesn't need, even though he does a lot. But then he said his convention appearances were spaced out, but there were some people doing it too much. And Cutlet says he always scheduled his appearance carefully around the episodes he was in, which makes sense because you don't want to piss off your boss.
Okay, so like the third tier people, Alden.
Yeah.
Right, he would show up to every one of them, and Enid, they would probably go to everyone making the extra money.
Everyone.
So interesting. I wonder if we can get our company to do that. Like, guys, we want you to focus on your morning shows and your podcast. We're going to pay you extra. Don't do appearances.
Don't do appearances.
Yeah. So rather than, I guess contractually they could have said you could only do the conventions in the off season or if you don't have an episode. Right? Like, they should be able to tell them that. If you're not Andrew Lincoln, right, you should be able to go, hey, listen, Enid.
Yeah. Caitlin Nacon.
Caitlin Nacon. We're gonna kill you off if you go to too many of these conventions. But that's interesting. They got paid not to show up. That's good.
I was shocked by that because I thought the show would want more the better, but apparently not, I guess.
Yeah, speaking of Cutlets and not being able to keep a secret. So apparently he's had some talks with Scott and Gimple about coming back as Abraham Ford. And he says, this is what he said in an interview. I think Scott Gimple actually leaked something about that. But you're leaking it. You're like, hey, you
you're leaking
the
it.
Leak. He said, it's not going to be like the Negan thing, the flashback episode that's coming up. Those are character-centric episodes and what they're talking about doing going forward. From my understanding, for Abraham, they're talking about making it a feature film.
Whoa.
A longer format. Now, it could be like a two-hour episode, or it could be a movie or something, but they would be tracking him before they showed up in Atlanta. So from his journey from Texas to Atlanta with Rosita and Eugene, they could show that backstory.
Now, I would love to see that.
Right now, Eugene is filming The Walking Dead. But if The Walking Dead is ending, either they're going to kill Eugene off at some point, or he just won't have a job anymore with The Walking Dead. They can go back. And plus, Rosita, we've talked about her leaving to do a new TV show. So they might be available to go back and do it once The Walking Dead wraps up. Or they could work it around The Walking Dead schedule and have Eugene film when The Walking Dead's not filming. So I guess all that's possible. And Michael Cutlets is on Clarice, the new CBS show, about which is a spinoff of the movie Silence of the Lambs. So he has a job also.
Yes.
So it's not like they're all like wasting their time with nothing to do. They all have jobs.
Except Eugene.
he's got the show.
He might be doing another season.
Yeah, he might be doing other things, but that's okay. I can look it up on IMDb. You don't have to tweet us. Unless it's like amazing and you watch it, then that'd be cool to find out. But yeah, Eugene, listen, Eugene's got some money. Now he's got a mustache. Oh, yeah. Have you been watching the table reads?
Yes.
On YouTube?
They all comment on it. It's insane.
I haven't been watching them all because I didn't want to hear any dialogue from the TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
I was worried that it would spoil. They wouldn't put a spoiler. I just didn't want anything. So if you don't know what a table read is, before you film a TV show, the cast sits around a table and reads the script and basically does a dry run through or a couple of run throughs, not in costume, just to get the interaction and the vibe and the phrasing and comment on the script and make changes. And then they go and do it in front of a camera. So what they were doing was they were doing Zoom table reads and then letting us see parts of that with Chris Hardwick hosting them. They did a holiday special one, right? A Christmas special?
You like a Christmas one, yeah.
Yeah, so I only watched a couple And as much as I love The Walking Dead, it even got to me a little bit. It was too much Zoom. My life is Zoom. My life is Zoom.
Zoom fatigue.
Zoom fatigue. So that's there you go. I saw an article. You and I both read the article about Maggie and Negan and what's the come. What was that about?
Maggie is far from done with Negan. So sure. Lauren Cohen, who plays Maggie, says, yeah. I would definitely love for people to draw their own conclusions about what Maggie may be thinking when she and Negan come face to face again. There's a long road ahead. There's a lot to be done.
Oh, yeah.
He's in trouble.
Oh, I'm sure.
So Maggie will appear in Here's Negan, which we both read the comic book of that, the season-ending Negan prequel episode split between present day and the past. And the Maggie drama is a story that will continue into the 11th season and final season, which will be premiering, like you said earlier, this summer.
Okay, so because they haven't shown that. They keep showing scenes of Negan in a flashback.
Yeah.
But they haven't shown Maggie in that episode. So the six-episode finale, which is, I guess, 5 weeks from now, right, or whatever it is, we'll see Maggie. I guess, you know what, he probably says, look, you don't know how I got here. You don't know the life I had. You know, yeah. You don't know my backstory. Let me tell you about the backstory. So,
yeah, exactly.
I know Angela Kang's, I read an article that she said, we're going to make changes because some of what's in the comic book we've addressed already. We've talked about it, even though we haven't seen it. We've yeah. referenced his wife dying of cancer. We've referenced some things. So we're going to add more content to that, which is good. Because if you haven't read Here's Negan, you should. But if you have, it won't. It's not ruined. You know, it's not like the show will be ruined because you know everything. You will not know everything, which is good.
Yes.
Angela Kang, our showrunner for The Walking Dead, did a long interview. I'm going to read a large piece of it. And then I have to ask you about love.
Okay.
Talking about season 11, she said it's a long season for us, 24 episodes. Obviously, it's normally 16. I do have a sense of where it might end, but we're working on all of that. So they, according to her, they haven't finalized the script yet. They don't know how it's going to end. Like I said, if you keep most people alive, then you can do like follow-up stories. You can show where they're living, where they're at. You could also wipe half of them out. If they're not Daryl and Carol and Maggie,
watch out.
I've said before, we may never see those people again.
Oh.
So if King Ezekiel, you know, dies or whatever, because so who knows what's going to happen, but apparently they don't know yet, because I guess it depends on what they want to do next. We'll be introducing new communities that are antagonists, sometimes allies. Well, that's the whole show. It's always been that. There's going to be all the human drama that we've built up. We've got Maggie back. There's a great Maggie Negan story, which I guess that's a follow-up, what you just mentioned. Maybe they have sex. Ooh, Maggie and Negan hooking up.
Oh, no.
Right? Maybe they're in the dark and the lights are off, and Negan says, Maggie, I will find you. How awful would that be?
God, you're sick.
All right. That was Glenn's final words before he died. Oh, Glenn's dead. Sorry.
It was.
By the way, speaking of Glenn, Steven Yeun has a movie out, Minari.
I want to see it. Yeah.
He's getting nominated for awards. He produced it and wrote it and I think and all kinds of titles. He directed it. He's in it. It's all Korean cast, all Korean crew, I think. And it's in Korean. He plays his father in the movie. So it's getting a lot of buzz, a lot of good reviews.
Yeah.
So good for Steven, who doesn't want to come back to The Walking Dead. So he doesn't have to. He's got awards. There will be lots to look forward to for our fans. Of course. Thanks, Angela. Sell it. Sell it, girl. The final season takes the show back on the road as the world of The Walking Dead expands again with a new world order glimpsed in a first look teaser. The teaser I mentioned of just the interrogation room.
Yes.
So it looks like they're not going to go back to Alexandria, or they're going to try to repair it and then... They somehow they end up in the Commonwealth. Okay. Hilltop is gone, and so they're not going to go live at Oceanside. I guess Alexandria is. They're going to try to make it work, but this makes it sound like they're going back on the road.
Yeah,
all roads lead to the Commonwealth, so maybe they have to all go and rescue the four of them that are missing, that got captured by the Commonwealth.
Yes.
So they leave Alexandria, and probably when they see the Commonwealth, they're like, "Oh fuck, we're not going home." Well, go back to that burned out, crushed up Alexandria. You know, like, what about all your stuff? Like, wow, this place has...
I know, right?
You know what? I guess in the apocalypse, you don't get too attached to stuff.
True.
I would. I'd be like, it's my pillow!
I would, too. If I would be like, that's my blanket.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, it says here, we're going to see more of the Commonwealth. In the remaining five episodes of this extended season, you're going to see your beloved characters pull through some pretty hairy situations. Some of them are classic Walking Dead survival stories on the road. They're really fun for me to write, and a lot of times fans really connect with them. Okay, this is all fluff. I should have just edited this out. How do you find proper shelter? How do you repair relationships? How do you come out of a war and rebuild? Okay, I think we throw in some mystery, intrigue, and some good scares. She does talk in a lot of her interviews lately that there'll be a lot more scare scenes and more like old school horror.
Bring it on.
Yes. So there you go. Now, the love question I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
The theory is that Cole, we'll talk about Cole in the show recap, that Cole might be Maggie's new love interest. That he will be the Dante from the comics that wasn't, because they played the old switcheroo and made Dante a traitor. Spoiler, Dante's a traitor. And that Cole, the way he has some authority, and he's bold and brash and a little annoying, that he's her love interest.
That could very well be.
Which is why he didn't die. We'll talk about that in the episode breakdown, but boy, there were a lot of obvious red shirts. You could just tell.
You knew.
You're like, oh, people that don't have a lot of lines. They're in the background. They're standing behind.
Boom.
They're like, they're not going to last. It's so obvious. It's like if there's six people and arrows and bullets are flying in the show, you know who's not getting shot. You're telling me the guy from the Reaper couldn't take Maggie out, who was the target?
Right.
But okay, we'll get to that. We'll call red shirt bullshit later. But do you think he's the love interest? Like, do you think he's worthy, and do you think that's the vibe?
I think he could be, because Maggie, you know, she runs a tight circle, and to get into her circle, you know, that's, you have to prove yourself. And he was definitely part of her circle and knew everything about her. So I could see that happening.
All right. The season premiere of season 11 will be a two-episode double premiere. So however long the two episodes are, it'll be boom, boom, two episodes. That will be awesome. Sometime this summer. Summer could be June. Summer could be July. Keep in mind, Fear the Walking Dead is going to end in June. So there's theories that The Walking Dead would pick up immediately after that.
They do that sometimes.
For The Walking Dead to be the summer series, when so few people watch TV on a regular schedule over the summer,
that's
good luck. But good luck. I will say that AMC Premier signups have grown dramatically in the past week or two. So people are getting ready to watch The Walking Dead and getting back into it. So if you're a streamer, then that's the way to go. I'm not spending your money, but AMC Premier is like $5 a month. We got the premiere episode a week early. Going forward, we'll be able to watch the episodes on Thursdays, which means technically we could do the breakdown on Friday, but that would be pointless because most of you haven't watched it till Sunday. So we'll watch it on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday and be ready. But it's worth the $5. No commercials, which is nice.
Yes.
And you get it a little early if you want, especially for people like us that have to work early on Monday morning that don't want to sit up late on Sundays and then watch Walking Dead, Talking Dead, and then make notes on everything.
Well, we won't get any sleep.
Yeah. All right, we're going to break down the episode. We are back, Walkers and Talkers, David Brody and Jamie, right after this. Okay, I interrupt your regularly scheduled program to let you know that the rest of the podcast is going to sound differently on my end of the recording. We recorded the first part on day one and the second part on day two. And unbeknownst to me, my fault, my computer was using the internal microphone rather than this fancy schmancy microphone. So, enjoy the rest of the podcast, but be aware that we are aware. Thanks. Okay. Now, we're ready to talk about the actual episode finally.
Yes.
And by the time you hear this, the next episode may already be out. We're going to get better on our scheduling. Let's be happy we're back.
Yes.
Okay, we're back. We'll work on the timing. Okay, episode 1017. Who knew there'd be a 17th episode?
Ooh.
Home Sweet Home, name of the episode. Starts off with Maggie in the woods killing a walker. She throws a knife at it and hits him in the head.
She's badass.
That scene, I'm guessing, is just to show that it's not Maggie really anymore. It's legit, knows how to take care of herself.
Oh, yeah.
It's apparently like the first 8 years after the apocalypse, she didn't know how to do anything. No one showed her anything. But as soon as she goes away with Georgie, now she's throwing knives and she's got a bow and arrow. Before she was just, you know, machete girl.
Yeah.
Which is fine. She was kick-ass, but now she's kick-ass. Now she's... yeah, okay. So she's with Judith, talking about their moms and their family members, whatever. And I'm thinking, you know, most of Maggie's family is dead. It'd be nice if she starts to mention them. She
yeah.
never mentions them. So
I know.
We'll get to that in a little bit later on. So she walks out of the woods. Here's the part that I'm a little confused about. She walks out of the woods and what's her name is there? Alpha's daughter.
Oh, Lydia.
Lydia, thank you. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah.
And Lydia's there, and she's loading up the cart with stuff, and the cart pulls away, and there's Negan standing there, and now Maggie is face-to-face with Negan.
I literally out loud on my own was like, oh, my God.
Okay, just... I'll tell you why I wasn't oh, my God, because that trailer for that scene came out like 2 weeks ago.
It did, but still just seeing it.
Yeah. Here's what I'm a little thrown by. So... the Whisper of War didn't end the day before, right? They didn't kill Beta the day before this episode.
No.
Nobody whispered into Maggie's ear, hey, by the way, Negan's been helping us, and he's out, right?
You would think they'd tell her.
It looked like Negan was working with the people on the cart. And
yes.
And Maggie and Judith were in the woods by themselves, or were they on the cart? In which case, why did the cart just leave Negan if he was with them, right?
He's
standing there by himself.
That's true. He just kind of appeared.
And then she walked off in the other direction from where the cart went.
Without Judith.
So, right. So she's walking off to be alone, you know, and just be angry. But I don't. That scene shouldn't have happened, even though it was an important scene.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like somebody should have talked, like Judith should have said, hey, listen, I'm friends with Negan now. By the way, he's out. And
yeah.
killed Alpha. Somebody should, like, as soon as
Fill
she showed
in.
Up, she, oh, you know what? We probably should talk to Maggie. That would be like the, it's like if you have friends who get divorced and you invite the guy to your party and then he gets there 10 minutes late, but the ex-wife is there with her new boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
When he walks in, you should, or text him before he gets there, let him know.
Yeah, of
hey,
course.
Hey, Magpie.
Magpie.
Maggie Bay, Mags. Cro-Mag, what's going on? Listen, conversation time. You know that guy who bashed your husband's head in?
Oh.
You know, in a cruel way and mocked him to his face as he was fighting to say anything while you were pregnant. Remember that guy? Yeah, he's out now and he's sort of a good guy. We haven't really voted on what to do with him yet. And, you know, he's free. And he's wearing his leather jacket again just in time for you to see him in his leather jacket.
And he had it off for so many years. And the first time she sees him, he is in full garb
right.
here.
Right. So I'm calling awkward reunion bullshit.
Awkward reunion. I like that.
Yeah. All right. The credits roll. Maggie, Lauren Cohan is now in the credits as a full-time cast member, in case you didn't notice that. Now we are back with Daryl and Carol in the woods. They've split into groups for some reason. Maggie's there. And Elijah and Cole walk up, and she says, oh, these are people I was living with. They're with me. We lost our place of residence, and, you know, we're all living together, and I'm going to take them to the hilltop, right? So they're like, oh, all right, let's go show you hilltop with your bright idea.
Yeah.
Again, there was a war. I know she doesn't know about it, but nobody filled her in. Nobody told her.
Tragic when they show up there.
Now, the minute that the Whisper of War ended, did she run back with Elijah to the house that we see later on with her people, and she left our people, like the stars of the show? Like, gotta go. And no one had time to fill her in? Is that what happened?
I don't know. It's so shocking she's not filled in.
Yeah. So they take her to Hilltop, and it's destroyed and burnt, and there's bodies everywhere. And I thought to myself, well, screw you. You left. This is partially your fault.
Yeah, she did
leave. You didn't even say goodbye to you. Like, the character just left after Rick disappeared.
Yeah.
She just left. They wrote her out. There was no goodbye for Maggie.
That's true.
Because she had to go do that, what was that show?
Alpha
Beta Skywalker.
Whiskey,
what was that?
Whiskey Tango or Foxtrot.
Yeah, right.
Or Whiskey, something like that.
Cleveland Cavaliers, something like that. Okay, so... Carol says to her, the Whisperers did that, but then she says Negan was with them that night. No, wait a minute. He killed Alpha because you were supposed to vouch for him.
Yes.
Right? You have Negan's back. You didn't need to tell Maggie that.
Also, he had to be there that night, because if he didn't, his cover right. would be blown. So, right. Carol.
You're telling like he wanted to do it. You're like, yeah. oh, yeah. Granted, he burned down Alexandria the first time, right?
Yes.
I get it. He's a bad history. His resume, not so great. But why are you throwing him under the bus? Oh, by the way, here's some information you didn't need to know. The guy that we're trying to get you to forgive, he was here. You should be really pissed at him, but you're going to need to live with him at Alexandria later in the episode. It didn't make any sense.
Surprise.
To me. Yeah, surprise. Oh, man. So Maggie, I guess, I don't know how. Maybe I missed something. Don't tweet me. Maggie figures out that Carol let Negan out of jail. And so Carol says Alpha had to die. Negan was the best chance. Now she doesn't throw herself under the bus. She doesn't say, oh, I had a personal vendetta.
She right? did not. She didn't mention Henry at all.
Right. She leaves that. Well, but she didn't, like, look, Alpha didn't need to die. They could have coexisted on the other side of the mountain, right?
Yeah.
She didn't need to send Negan after her. That was her choice.
It was, you're right, personal.
Right. She tells the story as if they were going to wipe us out if I didn't send Negan to kill Alpha. No, you guys kept crossing the border. Carol kept chasing her, got them trapped in a cave.
Oh, man.
Almost killed Connie. Like, Carol did a lot.
She did.
When she tells the story, she's like, oh, yeah, Alpha was really bad. We had no choice.
You're so right.
And Negan was the only one that could... Really? When she came up to the gates of Alexandria and said, I want my daughter back. You know? We got a conflict. You couldn't just go out there and stab her in the head? You outnumbered them at that point. They had no herd.
No, they didn't.
I can't go back and rewrite the show. I'm just too busy. She says, we were going to lose everything, and Negan's the reason we didn't. So she's like, all right. So she sort of defends him. That guy Cole, we talked about him as maybe being her love interest.
Yes.
Maggie's love interest. So he said, that he's very cocky. He's cocky the way Dante was in the comics.
Yeah.
So I feel like now he's Dante. We thought Alden was Dante. We called him Al Dante.
And then
we thought Dante was Dante, but Dante turned out to be a traitor.
Yeah.
A spoiler. And now there's a third guy, I think now, to be Dante from the comic books.
Interesting.
So Cole now, very cocky. So he's like, he's very sarcastic. He's sort of like, so now we're all going to Alexandria and live next door to the guy that torched this place and killed Maggie's husband? That's the plan? And when we say it out loud, I get it. Doesn't sound like a good plan.
He did, yeah. I thought the same thing, too.
So Daryl says, look, we're still figuring things out, right? But he said it like in a way to say, like, Cole, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right, explicit. Got to mark this podcast.
Oh, yeah, mark explicit.
He's like, hey, new guy, we're figuring things out. You don't know anything. Shut up. That's like, he gave him a little Brooklyn there. He gave him a little, like, my sense of, like, hey,
hey, you don't know, hey, you.
You don't know nothing. You didn't see nothing. You don't know anybody.
Go
anybody
sit down.
Comes to you and says, what's going on? Where should Maggie live? You don't have an opinion, you all right? Capiche? That's what Dow did to him. Gave him the old capiche. Capiche?
Capiche.
Which, by the way, is Italian for you understand?
Yep.
Not do you understand. You understand? It's one word. You understand. Okay. Daryl says he'll go at Maggie to try to smooth things over, and Carol says, you know she's never going to come around. You know she's never going to come around. Daryl's like, I'm going to go at Maggie, try to talk to her when Maggie goes back to her people to bring them with her. Right? We're going back to wherever the people are.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Kelly comes out of nowhere, and nowhere. She comes out of absolutely nowhere.
That's true.
She wasn't there. She's like a horror movie villain. Like, bam, I'm here. She says, oh, I want to come with you in case we bump into Connie. Here's the thing. Maggie was camped out with her people in a hut somewhere, right? In a house, wherever
it was.
Like
a little house, yeah.
Was 2 days away. Like, walking-wise, it was a couple of days away, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was all night. They had to sleep out. And then it was 2 days to get there. Do we really think Connie went in the wrong direction for 2 days?
No.
Right, why would she be in that direction in a million years? Doesn't make any sense. I'm going to go with you in a direction that we haven't looked before to find my sister that we have no clue is alive or not.
Oh.
All right. But that's where Herschel is. That's where he thought the kid was. So, after about a day of walking, they stop at a warehouse or some kind of factory building. It's gated up and it's full of walkers. It seems like that should have been cleared years ago. Right? Like somebody would have...
You would
Unless
think it would
like
be cleared out. I could see some
the walkers in
some
there,
stragglers, but there was a lot.
Yeah. So Daryl says, you know what? We need to find some shelter. let's get up on a hill somewhere, let's get some high ground. And Maggie says, nope, let's find some shelter. And Kelly says, well, look at all these walkers. We have to clear this whole thing. And Cole says, not a problem. So he obviously thinks he's a badass.
Oh, yeah, that, he does.
Right? He and Elijah are like, we got this. As if our people are rookies. As if Daryl's afraid to clear out a couple of walkers.
Please.
I don't need Cole coming in here all Coley. By the way, wasn't Cole my friend's name on Fear the Walking Dead?
Oh, your friend...
Right.
Was that... Yes, you're right.
You Cole, right?
What on Fear. On my Fear. Spuddy? Yes.
What I call him? No, I said he's...
my pal, my friend.
My pal Sebastian.
Yes, that... Yes, that was it.
He played Cole.
He did. You're right. In Fear. You're right. That was his name.
Now, I want to say, speaking of my friend Sebastian, and I haven't spoken to him. We play fantasy football together, but we don't talk. So this isn't... He didn't tell me anything. He's not allowed to tell me anything. I don't know his career, like what he's doing as far. I know he's filming something right now. I have no idea. All I know is this: all these rumors about bringing. Why am I drawing a blank on everybody's name? The mother from Fear the Walking Dead.
Madison.
Madison, bring it. Thank you, God. Bring in Madison. I'm the guy who hosts the Walking Dead podcast.
Well, Madison has been gone for I feel like years.
Yeah, but everybody knows her name, right?
Yeah.
So there's talk about maybe Madison's not dead because we didn't see her die, right?
We did not see her die. And nobody.
Then, as Fear was, and we didn't get to this episode, but towards the end of the Fear season, Alicia and, what's the girl's name?
Charlie.
Charlie, thank you. Alicia and Charlie were talking about maybe heading, like running away from Ginny and maybe going back to the baseball stadium.
Yes.
Even though it was on fire.
It was on fire and loaded with walkers.
But let's go back there. Whatever that's about. So here's my thing. If Mom didn't die... Then my friend who played Cole and his buddies in the Mystery Machine, in the Scooby-Doo van, maybe they didn't die. In which case, maybe he'll be back on the show.
That would be very cool.
Right.
We have to have him on then.
And maybe at that point, I'll remember the nickname I gave him.
My pal Sebastian.
No, I don't think that was it.
It wasn't?
No, it was MPS. Right?
MPS, my pal Sebastian.
Or my buddy, it was something like that. Mips. Mips.
Mips.
Mips.
Wow, good memory, Mips.
Meanwhile, all you guys listening were like, it's Mips, stupid. I'm sorry.
It's been a hot minute.
No, we put it together.
Mips.
He's been off the show for a couple of years. Yeah, Mips. I'm hoping Mips makes a comeback. I don't know anything. otherwise, I would like, he told me. But he didn't. I haven't spoken to him. We don't talk on the phone. We're internet friends. We text occasionally. He sends me money for fantasy football, the league, whatever. But I don't keep track. If he's in something, he'll go, hey, I got a movie coming out.
Yeah.
Other than that. So I'm hoping he gets back on the show. If she's back, he better be back. Speaking of Cole. Okay. Are we good now?
We're good. Mips.
Now that we got that out of our system. Got Mips. So they break in and they're clearing out the walkers. Now, all of a sudden, there's a big storage container. And walkers are pushing the door open, and Maggie runs to close the door so they don't all get out. Okay?
Yes.
So you're telling me that a cargo storage box, a freight box, right, one of those cargo hold things, was full of walkers. The door was able to be pushed open.
And they were still trapped inside.
And they could be there for years, trapped in this warehouse. None of them, like, accidentally pushed the door open.
You'd think that would have happened.
Now they're motivated. I get why they're excited. They see people. They're going to, like, let's go. But who closed the door three quarters of the way behind them?
Yeah.
And left it open. And they didn't think to push the door open or fall onto the door. So now they want to make an escape. So Maggie runs to push the door. She rips open her arm on the latch, I guess.
Yeah, someone, she had a nasty cut.
The kind of cut you would need stitches for, but nobody's going to stitch her up in the apocalypse. Because all the doctors die. That's what
Yes,
it works.
Yes, they do.
So I would. So she should have a giant scar on her arm from now on.
She should.
But she won't, because everything heals and nothing gets infected.
I know. The first thing I thought was like, "Ooh, that's going to get infected."
Somehow they have rubbing alcohol. 12 years, 10, 11 years into the apocalypse. I don't know. I don't know why she cut herself. Maybe to scare us to think for a split second a walker scraped her arm. Do you really think Maggie came back for an episode and a half?
Hell no.
Kill her off. Right, and they're talking about giving her a spinoff. So, look, the spinoff technically could be horror for the past 7 years.
Wow, so there'd be a lot of material.
Realistically, Maggie could die, but then we have to see, they'd have to film out of order because you'd have to show 2-year-old Herschel, right? 3-year-old Herschel.
Yeah.
But then 7-year-old Herschel would have to film right now, otherwise he'll be 10-year-old Herschel.
Yeah, time jumps.
So they'd have to film maybe in reverse order or something. I don't know. You know what I mean?
I do. That would be interesting. I would love to see what happened.
Maybe they
in
just filmed
years.
The past year. I don't know. We'll worry about Maggie's not part of this. Why do you let me get distracted?
I'm sorry. Shiny objects.
Shiny objects. Oh yeah.
Mips.
Okay. Mips. Yeah. Okay. So Maggie tells Daryl that she didn't come back to the show basically because Georgie and she were helping to try to turn communities in the bigger area into a hilltop-like settlement. Successful, self-sufficient. She said they all went and took a bad turn. So every time they started a community, they crapped out.
Oh, man.
So I'm thinking, isn't Georgie the woman in the suit with the
with the glasses in the van?
Right, I know who she is. Yeah. But wasn't she like, I'm handing out manuals because I'm so good at this?
She was.
I'm like the master of this. I'm going to be this. She was like the Wizard of Oz. I'm going to come in. I'm going to show you everything, how to build a windmill, how to build like irrigation. And yet she can't build one community with Maggie.
I know, right? What the hell?
And she's a fraud. She's literally the Wizard of Oz. A fraud. Spoiler. The wizard is a fraud in the Wizard of Oz.
Behind the curtain.
Don't believe the man. Don't believe the woman in the pantsuit. So she says, a couple of summers ago, we were in Knoxville, Tennessee. And then Georgie said she heard about a city out west. From who? She heard from who? On the internet?
I know, right? Maybe a
someone
radio?
Told her, hey, there's a city out west. You should go check it out. There's gold in them dar hills. So then I'm thinking, well, what city could it have been? What did she hear? Was it the Commonwealth? Because everyone thinks that she's the leader of the Commonwealth based on the fact she looks like the woman who runs the Commonwealth in the comics. Ooh, yes, sorry. See, the dog agrees with me.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, Commonwealth. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Piper's going crazy.
Piper?
Yes, that's my dog.
Oh, that's a cute name. All
thank
right.
You.
So it could it be CRM? Could it be one of their cities?
They're going to try to tie that in. It totally could be.
Now, out west could be Nebraska, but the college campus was wiped out. Now, I don't know. Because college campus takes place, World Beyond takes place right as Rick was getting kidnapped, which was right around the time Maggie left.
Yes.
Which means it was years later that Georgie left her and college the campus was gone. So it can't be that place.
No, it couldn't be.
So we may not find out what city that was, but I feel like they mentioned it for a reason. Oh, she said she was going to come home after their village fell, but they took a detour because her grandmother lived on the water, and so she and Glenn went to live on the water, where she said it was safe, and Glenn liked, Herschel. She and Glenn were going to go there, but, you know, Glenn was killed, spoiler again, in case you didn't hear the first time, Glenn's dead. At that point, she references Beth, she says, and, you know, Bethy died.
I think this was almost maybe the first time ever she's mentioned it.
Yes, I think it's, yes, because a couple of people tweeted me saying, she mentioned Beth.
Before finally, my lord.
I hadn't watched the show yet. A quick reminder, we'll try to watch the show early, but don't tweet any spoilers without saying, did you see the show yet? And then don't forget, tweeting is a public forum, so I tend to be careful with my responses. So I'll be like, yeah, loved it, but I'm not going to talk about it. You know, it's like...
No specifics.
It's like WandaVision. The finale was tonight, the night that we're recording this. I watched it this morning. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say, oh, my God, love the surprise ending. By the way, I'm not saying there was a surprise ending. I'm giving examples. I just said there were two bonus scenes, which is not a spoiler. It means don't turn the thing off when the credits are coming. First of all, if you're a Marvel fan, you know there's almost always a bonus scene.
Yeah.
This one has a mid-credit and a post-credit. So there are two scenes
whoa.
That are very important. Because one is, I'm not going to tell you why, just they're important. If I told you why, then I wouldn't be the guy telling you I don't give away spoilers. Okay. She says one night she and Herschel stayed up late talking about the family, his grandfather, Big Herschel, and he asked how his father died, meaning Glenn. I told him a bad man killed him. He wanted to know if that man got what he deserved. He wanted to know if that man was dead. Well, obviously not. Yeah, it's Negan.
Not,
right.
Yeah.
She said she left Alexandria and Hilltop. She left home because she couldn't have Negan taking up any more space in her head, and she couldn't bring Herschel back. Now my dogs are barking.
I know. I hear them now.
Yeah, my family is home now, so they're barking like crazy.
Oh, you have more than one?
I have two dogs.
Oh, more the merrier.
Yeah. Well, you're one person, so you have one dog. So it's fine. The next morning, she says, after Herschel asks about the guy who killed his father, they meet a whole new community of people. She says, but that's over also. They're gone. So now I'm thinking maybe Maggie's a jinx. She keeps meeting all these communities, and they're getting wiped out.
And they disappear.
Yeah. Daryl says, you can come home. It's not decided yet with Negan. In other words, look, we could kick Negan out. I don't give a crap. Negan saved my life. I saved his. We're good. I love you, Maggie. So Negan's out. If Maggie says he's out, he's out. Do you think that's fair to Negan?
I do. To Maggie.
Yes.
Because
he's a killer.
Yeah, and Daryl's loyalty lies with Maggie.
Yeah, and Glenn.
And Glenn, of course.
And as we know, it's Daryl and Sasha's fault. That Glenn is.
Oh, look at the bat, Rosita. Look at the bat. Yep.
It was Rosita, yeah. Rosita just looked at the damn bat.
And she didn't do it.
Then Daryl wouldn't have had to get punched, when he tried to go after Negan for being a dick. Oh, you've seen the episode. You guys all know.
Yeah.
It's everybody's fault.
it's everybody's fault.
Next morning, everybody gathers outside. A walker approaches and Elijah runs and kills it. Cole says, isn't your friend supposed to be on watch? You put the girl who's hard of hearing on watch patrol?
I know. And at night? Are you kidding me?
I mean, she's not blind. I get
no,
the dark
but,
thing.
No, but she couldn't hear a branch snap, and it's pitch
black.
Right,
so you've lost, you've lost maybe the walker, seeing it at night. Maybe, look, I'm not saying she's not a capable person. And maybe she slept and nobody else did. But you just happen to put the person on guard duty who happens to want to run away to see if she can find her sister?
I thought the same thing.
At night? At night? Okay. So they find her. She's by an old rusted out truck. And there's a sleeping bag on top. And they grab her leg before she gets up top. And everyone's pissed at her because she ran off by herself.
Yeah.
And Daryl says to Maggie, look, she just lost her sister. Give her a break. She's all stressed out. You got to understand what she's doing here. Elijah flies up the truck like he's a truck climber. Like, before the apocalypse, he was a truck climber. Like, you didn't know that was a job.
Or Cirque du Soleil or something.
Right. Maggie tells Kelly that Elijah just lost his sister also. Little bonding moment there.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. When they threw the blanket down, it looked like she picked up a little post-it note pad.
That's what I saw. Yeah.
Connie had a spiral notebook pad. She didn't have post-its.
No, she did have, hers was a little spiral notebook that flipped over the top.
Right. So I don't think that was, I don't know if that was her pad to write to her sister, but I don't think her sister would have, again, been in that direction and been up on top of the, she would have left some kind of note, right? She would have, I was here in the dirt, something. Daryl taught her how to do a little, tracking and leave clues. So I don't think that blanket had anything to do with anything.
I don't think so either.
Okay. Daryl sees a fire in the distance. They realize that's where they're heading. Cole says, it's them. They found us. So he obviously knows who the bad guys are. We find out who they are a little bit later. They find two burnt bodies. It reminded me of when Carol burnt David and...
The prison.
Yeah, and the girlfriend.
I can't remember their names, but...
You know what? It was Sasha's brother, Tyrese.
Tyrese.
It was his girlfriend, right?
Oh,
it was two of them.
Yes. Wow,
and
that
so
was a throwback.
The two bodies are there burning, and Maggie and Cole are like, oh, it's them. They got them. But there's no emotion that their friends are dead. It's all very like, oh, yeah, must be the Reapers. Must be them. Not, oh my God, Jenny. It's because they know who they were.
Yeah, they didn't really show much sadness.
It was Jenna, Billy, and Maddie. They said, Jenna, Billy, and Maddie are dead. Well, two of those people are the burnt people. So I just feel like there's no, they're dead. What are you going to do? Okay. So those are some red shirts. They're just burnt so that you could see some people that are dead.
Oh, man. Total red shirts.
Yeah. It looks like... So they split up, right? Which is never a good move. You don't split up. I don't know why they always split up, because someone's going to get outnumbered. Right? You're going to get outnumbered if you split up. We'll cover
That's
more
what
ground.
Happens.
We'll cover more ground. No. You'll do better in larger numbers, so you can kill the person or people that are attacking you.
Exactly.
Anyway, Daryl and Maggie go one way, and Elijah, Cole, and Kelly go the other, which is, again, weird because Elijah is so dedicated to Maggie, he looks off at her like, where are you going?
He did.
Like a puppy dog.
So yeah, why, don't leave me, Mom.
Why wouldn't she go with, would he go with Maggie? I didn't understand that split up.
I didn't either.
And they did it Kelly... for character development. I get it. But it didn't make sense from a strategic standpoint.
Why Elijah didn't.
Okay. So Elijah looks back like a puppy dog. I think maybe he owes her some kind of debt, like maybe he saved her life. I don't know. There's a whole story there. Kelly says we have to leave, and Elijah is frozen, right? He's not moving. Like, he's scared. But what is he scared of? He's been running up to things and killing them like crazy. She asks him if he's okay. And unlike the Mandalorian, who won't take his helmet off mostly, he takes his mask off.
I was shocked he took it off.
Now, some people on the internet who already thought it might be him because of his age and he's a round face, they think that, again, it's Dwayne Morgan's kid.
Shut the front door.
Even though his name is Elijah.
Maybe he changed it.
Maybe he changed it to something biblical, you know. I don't think it's a kid. I don't. But it would, you know, I don't.
If it is, my mind is blown.
Because I think Maggie knows the story of Morgan, right?
She'd have to. Because Morgan's the OG.
Unless he doesn't talk. Now, if he doesn't talk, that's how you explain he's never told the story.
Yeah, because he's not speaking. So his character, Elijah and Dwayne, are super different. But maybe who knows what shaped him, and
I just think they happen to be the same skin color, and people are jumping to conclusions. Hmm. But people were hoping it was Dwayne when we didn't know who it was, right?
Yeah.
I still don't think it's Dwayne. I'm saying people think it's Dwayne. I still don't think it's Dwayne. But 1%. I'm going to go 1% to cover myself.
1%.
But I don't think it's Dwayne.
Okay.
Daryl jumps a young black girl. I think we find out her name later is Maya.
Yes.
And Maggie's like, whoa, 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 she's one of my people.
Daryl almost sliced and diced her.
Yeah. Then another woman shows up. And then a guy, I think his name was Gus. And they tell her that Jenna, Billy, and Maddie have died. So Jenna, Billy, and Maddie weren't the burned people. Well, maybe they were. But those three are dead.
Yeah.
And they tell him the Reapers are hunting them. All of a sudden, an arrow comes flying out of nowhere. Oh, he says, we've been out here for hours by ourselves. Right?
Yes, they did say that.
Now, that would have been an opportunity for them to split up, run in three different directions, and get away from the guy with the gun.
Yeah.
Right? No, they're all like meandering around. The guy had already set up shop. He had the gun up on a ledge, basically, picking people off.
He had quite the setup there.
So he says, we've been here for a couple of hours, you know, by ourselves. So at that point, the guy shoots him with an arrow.
Oof.
So you let him run around all this time, and now that he has reinforcements, you shoot him with an arrow.
Yeah.
All right. So he's dead. Red shirt number one is dead. At this point, I said, the other two are dead. Anyone with a major speaking role is dead.
Yes.
Now, the other woman, Ainsley, she gets shot in the abdomen with a gun. Right? Pew! She's bleeding from her gut. They find her. She's bleeding, holding her belly. Now, you shoot someone in the gut because you want them to bleed out. Right? If this guy's a marksman, if he knows what he's doing. He wanted her dead, he would have shot her in the head.
Yeah.
He wants to draw other people in to come help her. So Daryl sees that and realizes the trap. Maggie doesn't seem to be upset at all that Ainsley is dying on the ground. No emotion.
I know, right? None.
Maya, the other woman, now is coming up the hill, sees her, she's going to help. So you know the guy's been shooting arrows and your friend just got shot with a gun. She stands there and looks around. Wouldn't you drop to the ground and like... elbow crawl like the
Hell
military
yes.
does and, or
yes.
get behind a tree like, hey, you're gonna die anyway, I'm getting the hell out of here. But no, he set a trap. So Daryl knows it's a trap, and rather than saying get down, he's like
get down.
And then of course, as she's like, huh, I wonder where that bullet came from, She gets shot.
Boom, now, right in the chest.
Again, these people are a dozen years into the apocalypse. I know she looked like maybe she was 28, 25. Certainly, though, she's old enough to know. Get down.
These get down. She's old enough to know better.
These people have been hunting them for how long? You know they're killers. Your friend's there bleeding. Gus has an arrow in him.
Oh, God.
Your friend's got burnt to a crisp. Get down, stupid.
I know.
Star Trek red shirts everywhere. But again, the only people that survive this are Daryl and Maggie and the two people with speaking roles, with like Elijah and Cole.
Yes.
Anyone who's not is dead. How does the killer know who has a contract with the show? How does the killer know to only kill the unimportant people?
I know, right?
Especially when I would think Maggie's the target as their leader. So Maggie goes after this guy, and he's watching her. He's covered in leaves. He's got green clothing and camo and netting, right? He's clearly a survivalist, okay?
Oh, for sure.
So he comes up behind her out of the bushes, but you would think if he's like a military ninja type guy, he would kill her, right? He would shoot her with an arrow in the back and be done with it. He would sneak up behind her and slit her throat.
And he could have.
Instead, he makes noise coming out of the bushes and makes a big, like a noise. Why would you do that? So I'm calling camo bullshit. Because what was the point of being camouflaged? Am I wrong, Jamie?
You're not, because as soon as he came out, he was making himself known. And then, of course, he couldn't pull a weapon out.
Right. Then, all over the forest, for miles, this guy set up a snare trap that Maggie steps into.
Snare trap bullshit.
Thank you. I'm calling snare trap bullshit along with you. Just so happens to be a trap where she happened to come into a clearing where he happened to come out and pounce on her by making
exactly.
noise. Daryl shoots the guy with a crossbow bolt. He breaks it off like he's some kind of
adrenaline-rushed
coke addict.
Like the Terminator or something.
He's on some kind of, you know, like a speed or something.
Yeah.
He's like, he breaks it off. Daryl charges him. He throws Daryl against the tree like he's nothing.
He threw him like a rag doll.
Yeah. Now, fortunately, he didn't encounter Elijah, who's got the double machete things, the comma weapons.
Yeah.
So now he does the bad guy thing. Again, this guy is a trained killer, right? Instead of just killing her in the trap or killing Daryl while he's down, Daryl is blurry-eyed, right? He's like, where am I? He's got the whole blurry thing, right? The camera lens is blurry. He takes his time. I'm going to take off my big coat. I'm going to take off my big hoodie. I'm going to strip down to my fatigues. And, he wants to get, like, comfortable. Like, he's going to arm wrestle. And during that time, Maggie cuts herself down, and Daryl is no longer blurry-eyed.
Yeah. What? How convenient.
What? I'm calling Reaper bullshit. This guy is supposed to be an elite fighter, and yet he's doing the old bad guy thing.
He could have easily taken both of them out in those predicaments very easily.
Here's what I wrote on my notes. Typical bad guy move.
He's a bad guy.
So Daryl and Maggie surround him. Kelly comes out of nowhere. Elijah, they're all there. They got him surrounded. They try to get him to talk. He won't talk, right? They're like, why are you doing this? Why are you hunting us? Because apparently this group is following them wherever they go.
Like and killing all of them.
Maggie is acting like we didn't do anything, and like you're hunting us, as if these people have nothing better to do. Like, shouldn't they be looking for food and shelter?
What is
the purpose of killing Maggie and her people unless they're getting revenge? Other than that, you're just being a dick. So he says. Now he said something that was hard to understand, but what he said was, "Pope marked you."
Yeah, I actually rewound it and put on my closed captioning because I'm like, "What did he say?"
Even when they said it. They said it on Talking Dead. Denise Hoopes
said
it. She still didn't say it clearly. She said, Pomarku, I thought she said. I'm like, she goes, we don't know what that means yet. I go, well, yeah. What the hell's Pomarku?
Yeah.
But he should have said the Pope marked you clearly.
Yeah.
But I guess they don't call him the Pope. They just call him Pope.
Yeah, he just said Pope marked you.
Pope
like,
marked
really
you.
Super creepy.
Like, that's like a mafia thing. Not that the mafia exists. I'm not saying they do. I'm saying there's a thing they created for the movies. As far as I know, there aren't any people like that. But if there were, as my boss Elvis would say, I hear they're very nice people.
Yeah.
But you can mark someone for death. You can be marked for death. In fact, I think there was a Steven Seagal movie. You're earmarked. The word on the street is someone has to kill you.
Target on your back.
In other words, the Pope said they need to die. And this guy went out on a mission.
To go kill him.
I'm going to go kill them.
Yeah.
He pulls the pin of a grenade, right? And Maggie yells, "Get down." Now, a grenade doesn't blow up the person holding it. It spews shrapnel in all directions.
Oh.
So granted, the guy blew up, but if his purpose was to take them out with him, Maggie kneeling down in front of him wouldn't have done much.
Yeah, that's true.
She would have gotten some shrapnel, other than she got splattered with some blood. By the way, she told a story on Talking Dead about how they filmed that scene in one take. They showered off of all the apparently they threw guts on them 3 times.
Yeah.
Like, that's not enough guts. Give them more guts. They threw the crap on them because the guy exploded, right? So they covered them in the guts. They did it one take, like, amazing, one take. Thanks, everybody. It's a wrap. They go home. They shower. She says, "I'm ready to eat dinner," whatever. "I'm relaxed." They call us up and they go, "We got to shoot it again." She goes, "We had to go all the way back and get all covered up and skanky again." Pope marked you. Okay. So now nobody really knows where Herschel is, right?
No.
Because the only people that were with Herschel are now dead, right? Gus and the two dimwits, they're all dead.
The red shirts.
So now you've got a complete forest. You can't text them. There's no, you don't have GPS on the kid.
And you don't want to yell Herschel throughout the woods.
Right. Because you can bring more walkers.
Yeah.
So of all the directions, somehow they walk in the right, I'm calling direction bullshit.
Well, there's a lot of bullshit.
They find him in the tree. Now, when you saw him in the tree, did you get emotional wearing the baseball cap?
I cried.
Imagine Jamie's crying playing right here.
I did. It was all the feels. Chris Hardwick even said he cried.
Yeah, because he looked like they found a kid that looked like Glenn.
And they put a baseball hat on.
I'm sorry, they found a kid who looked like young season one Glenn.
Yeah.
Pizza delivery Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That he looked enough like Glenn that you were like, oh. Now, when Negan saw him when they walked in, we'll get to that in a minute. So they find him. Maggie tells Daryl she's going to go home. And she'll do with Negan. She'll deal with Negan when she has to. So she's like, "I can't worry about that. My kid needs a safe place. Let's just go. All that matters is Alexandria." They arrive back at Alexandria. It's in bad shape because apparently the Whisperers beat the crap out of it. And so there they are standing by Alexandria, and that needs work.
Oh, big time.
Big time, yeah. So let's finish talking about the episode and talk a little bit about Talking Dead. When we come back right after this. Okay. Episode's almost over. I was kind of an awkward commercial break right there, but I had forgotten we needed to take one. So I apologize. Maggie tells Herschel this is home. She sees Negan, and they keep walking. Yep. Now, Negan wasn't wearing the leather jacket anymore. I wonder if he was like, maybe I shouldn't wear the leather jacket. Maybe that would be a bad choice right now, right?
I wonder, be a good choice.
Now, keep in mind, he killed Glenn. Couple of years and then 7 years. It's got to be 10 years, right?
I was thinking 10, 11 years.
He was in jail. He was in jail 8 years, I think. Right?
A long time.
But that was at the end of the war. It was a few months of war after they took over Alexandria and treated them like crap. So
yeah.
It's almost, let's say it's almost 10 years. Does he even remember what Glenn looked like? Like to say that the kid looks like Glenn? He really didn't study Glenn's face and then hit him with the bat.
He didn't. It made
Now, if Herschel's eye,
if
Herschel's eye pops out, maybe he'll go, "Oh yeah. Now I see it.
Oh,
now
God.
I see it."
That's
hey, kid, say, "I will find you." Say,
"Oh, no,
Maggie, I will."
Oh God.
Oh God, that was terrible.
Poor Glenn.
It practically killed the show. I know. Anyway, so that's it. That's how it ends. They show a scene from next week. It's Daryl and Carol. They're out in the woods by themselves, nowhere near home. And they're talking about, they're cleaning fish. Well, that's the second scene. But they're out in the woods. They're talking. They're definitely getting ready for their spinoff. Did you watch Talking Dead? You did, right?
I did, yes.
It was nice to have the show back on. Still not in studio. What are you going to do? Lauren Cohan, Angel Theory, who plays Kelly with her sign language interpreter. And Corey Reed, who's the co-executive producer of the show, who was a geek fan before he got the job. And he said this was the 19th episode he's worked on. He told a story. His first episode working on The Walking Dead was Four Walls and a Roof. you remember that episode?
He did go into description a little bit about it.
Right. I remember the name of the episode because it's still on my DVR. It's one of my favorites.
Wow.
It's the one where they're hiding out in Father Gabriel's church.
Oh, yes.
And Footless Bob is outside.
Oh, Shish Kebab.
Right. And then the termites show up.
Oh, my God, termites.
Right?
Yes.
And what was the bad guy's name, the main guy? He gets killed with Rick's machete.
Gareth.
Gareth. Yeah, thank you. Thank God.
Ooh, I don't know where that came from. Gareth, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. And when Gareth gets killed and he kills all the termites there because with the machete, he's like, I made you a promise, right? I told you. With the red-handled machete, I was going to kill you. So that was his first episode. So he said he was so excited to meet Glenn that he was giving Glenn orders, like, do this, do that. And he's like, I'm a fan. Like,
I'm talking to Glenn. But then he was like, and no to your idea.
Right. Right. In the In Memoriam, they referred to the Reaper guy as Pope's pin pal because he pulled the pin on the grenade.
Yes.
Corey, this executive producer, told a story about how he personally created the masked character Elijah. He said, knowing that Maggie would only have a little bit of screen time in the finale, he wanted to have something represent the fact that a lot has happened since she's gone that we'll have to then explain. So they put the character there in a mask to make it more mysterious, but they didn't have a story for him. They didn't write a backstory. They're like, oh, let's put a guy in a mask, give him some weapons, and call it a day.
Yeah.
So they had the whole pandemic to come up with something that, like, what were they going to, you know, who is he? I don't think at this point they even know who he is. They might now, but
not in depth, maybe.
Right, exactly. Scene from next week, which they showed on The Talking Dead, Daryl and a young dog. So dog when he was younger.
Oh, dog.
It's a flashback when he went looking for Rick. Remember, he was living down by the river.
In a van down by the river, and he's had that little tent and dog out in the riverbank.
This is one of his adventures to go find Rick.
Okay.
He goes into a house, and he kills a walker, and a woman named Leah, who has a shotgun, stops him, won't let him leave. She's badass, by the way.
She's not playing.
Not playing. Now, a couple things about Leah. I know she's being added to the cast, I think, but maybe because she's in a couple of flashback episodes. But if she doesn't die in the flashback, right? Where has she been for 5 years or so?
Exactly.
Right.
Who are her people?
Right. Unless she's living in that cabin, but you know, who knows where that cabin is in relation to where their plans are?
Yeah.
If they're all going to the Commonwealth to rescue the four people that got captured.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next week on Talking Dead is Melissa McBride, the actress who plays Leah. And whoever is the writer of next week's episode, I don't remember what it was. Next week's episode is called Find Me, which I guess is in reference to Rick. The description is, it's an adventure for Daryl and Carol, which turns sideways. Of course it does. Really? Like, it's going to go well?
It has to.
Do you think, like, if the characters were real, when they, like, if this was, what was that show with Arnold Schwarzenegger? It was a movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Where where the kid jumps into the movie. Ah, damn it. Doesn't matter.
Kindergarten Cop.
No. So he's an actor in a movie, and the kid jumps into the movie, and he's trying to convince the character. Ah, it doesn't matter. It wasn't a great movie. Don't tweet me. I've already looked it up a ton of years. The point is, if the characters were real, wouldn't they say to themselves, you know it's going to go sideways, right? You know when we go on a run, it never works out. So why don't they try to anticipate what's going to go wrong? Anyway, the episode says, Daryl and Carol, it turns sideways with the discovery of an old cabin takes Daryl back to the 6 years he spent away from the group after Rick's unexplainable disappearance. So, okay, so here's the thing. It's possible, here's how they do it now, based on what I just read. Maybe this is the cabin they come across where he's reminded that this is where Leah lives. And they find Leah present day. That would make sense. And now he has to explain how he knows her.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, Carol would be like, oh, who's this side piece? Who's this chick?
Who's this girl, Daryl?
And I can tell you already, they didn't do it.
No.
Daryl doesn't have relationships, so.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Right. So I don't, and he hasn't been pining for Leah. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say nothing happened.
Okay.
Okay.
I like that.
So it says, it takes Daryl back to the 6 years he spent away from the group. 6 years he was away from the group. I didn't realize it was that long.
I didn't
He's
either.
Living by the river for 6 years?
Way less than
it's
that.
It's a long time to be on your own with no one to help you.
Yeah.
So he went looking for Rick for 6 years. After a while, you go, hey, he's not here. After a while, you got to go, eh.
Yeah, he's, I don't think he's here.
He's yeah. Anyway, so it says, Daryl's steadfast search for a body brings him across a new pair of companions. So my guess is Leah and the dog. I guess he finds the dog on this particular mission. It says, we'll reveal the story behind Daryl's dog, named Dog, and pit Daryl against the formidable Leah, played by Lynn Collins. So there you go. That's what we have coming up.
I am excited.
I hope you enjoyed this haphazard episode of Walkers and Talkers, as we're just about ready to watch the next episode. But some people are a little behind. That's fine. Thanks for catching up. A bunch of people tweeted me that they've used the pandemic to go back and watch The Walking Dead. And,
yay!
And they were asking me when our podcast lined up, like when we started.
Oh,
so then they could start listening to our podcast along with the show.
Wow. I love it.
So there you go. So I hope you guys enjoy the ride and you're all caught up. And whenever you catch up to this episode, if this is your first episode, the next one will be better, I promise. But we're doing our best. And I'm sitting in my basement. You hear that?
I hear it.
That's my broken washing machine. Which I made a big deal. Well, it's the extra one because
okay.
I bought a new one, but they couldn't install it because the pipes were so old. They wouldn't close. The valves wouldn't close.
Oh,
and they couldn't
no.
take the hoses off. So they left the new washing machine and told me to get the parts needed. I ended up doing it myself.
Whoa, you did? That's impressive.
So I changed out the faucets and installed the washing machine myself. But now they're not here to take the old one. So they're coming tomorrow to take the old one. So
that's
in the
heavy.
Meantime, I'm sitting next to a broken washing machine in my basement. So again, it gets better. New listeners, it gets
we'll get better.
All right, Jamie, it is definitely time.
What time is it?
It's time to shut this shit down. Okay, you know you can just say it. I line it up afterwards, right, in post-production.
Okay, should we do it again?
Nope, I love the way it sounds.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to leave all this in.
This is a hot mess express.
Goodbye, Jamie.